preservative wood garden fence oil staining. One side of the wall was removed from the exterior wall, which had been finished with antiseptic timbers and rebuilt with masonry bricks. The small garden, which is also used as a garden, has unclear boundaries, and crops such as green onions, lettuce, and garlic planted on the ground are hard to grow. After creating a garden fence, there's a fence that is lower than the borderless area, so it feels neat, and the lawn planted in the garden and the small fence are in harmony. Preservative wood is a method that extends the life of a preservative wood by painting oil stains at least once every 2 years. But it may take several years to delay the cost of renting someone else's hands. Preservative wood is a building material that is mainly used for exposed parts, and is used when making deck or railings. Preserved wood exposed to the outside will damage the preserved wood not only from rain or snow, but also from strong sun, heat, and dust. To prevent this aging, oil stain is applied to the preservatives. Old preservatives become discolored, and it is difficult to change the color added to oil stain. You can change the dark color a bit, but it's not as easy as you think. In other words, it is difficult to change the discolored splint with oil stain. Discoloration could have been reduced if oil stains were applied regularly, but already discolored antiseptics should be satisfied by applying oil stains to prevent rot. When applying oil stencil, general paint is viscous, so it is easy to work with a brush or air spray gun. But oil stencil has a low viscosity, so when it is painted with a brush, it flows around and contaminates, reducing the efficiency of work. Recycling the waste splint removed from the wall creates a fence in a small garden and finishes the oil stain necessary for extending the life of the splint with DIY inputs. It on the video.